Welcome to the first ever episode of The Amazing Jack Clima. I'm your host, Jack Clima. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is my first ever episode, and I'm really excited to start. I've always wanted to do a podcast for the past like year and a half. I really wanted to start one. They really fascinate me. They remind me of a talk show, but I feel like it's just a way better version of a talk show. It really goes in. It's a lot more authentic. I really like that, like finding more about some like a certain celebrity or an idol of yours, just going deep in and hearing different opinions. So my podcast is going to cover many different topics. It's just stuff that I'm really just interested in. So before I start getting deep into these topics, tell you a bit about myself. I'm 19, about to turn 20 in a month. I'm born and raised in New York City. Go to college in Philadelphia at Temple University, and I'm studying film. So that's a little bit about me, but now to the topics, what we're going to be talking about throughout all these episodes. We're going to be talking about things from like movies and TV to sports to comic books, really just a wide range of entertainment. Also just about life in general, my small bit of experience. I'm going to give you ridiculous opinions on all of this stuff. Stupid opinions, and once in a while I'll have my friend on, maybe some random guests, who knows, we'll see where this thing goes. I have a dream for this podcast to be bigger than just a podcast. I want to make it video format, but I don't have a camera right now, and I need to save up for that, but I felt like I needed to start, and I've been procrastinating and making excuses for too long, so today's the day I start. So thank you for joining me today. And we'll get right into our first topic. So, like I said earlier, that one of the topics we're going to be covering is comic books and movies. And this is a little late. It's a few weeks after it's come out, but I want to talk about Spider-Man Far From Home. I am a diehard Spider-Man fan, okay? I grew up on him. I'm still growing up on him. I love Spider-Man. I'm pretty much a man-child when it comes to like these comic book things. I fucking love them. They are my life in some way. This is what got me into movies and wanting to be in film and study film in college. This movie means a lot to me. And so far in the MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe, I've been very disappointed with their version of Spider-Man. Not because of Tom Holland. I think Tom Holland's great. I think he has the most potential to be the best Peter Parker and Spider-Man combination. But I think the direction so far for Spider-Man has been bad, and I don't want to blame the director totally for that, or Kevin Feige. It just might be the world that he's in, this very technological based world that Iron Man created for the MCU doesn't really fit Spider-Man, in my opinion. All this is my opinion, by the way. Spider-Man should be all about, with great power comes great responsibility. We all know the saying. Everyone's heard it. Uncle Ben says it to him, and there's a problem right there. There's no Uncle Ben. And there's no with great power comes great responsibility. In Homecoming, actually, I'm going to backtrack a bit. In Civil War, when you first meet him, it's great. He has that scene with Tony Stark in his room, and he's talking about being responsible, about the responsibility of Spider-Man, and that feels like Peter Parker. It feels like a young Peter Parker. He doesn't know much, but he knows one thing, is that it's his responsibility to be Spider-Man. And then fast forward to Homecoming, it's like he lost all of that. He's just Iron Man Jr., which is a lot of people's complaints, and it just meh. It's like a fine superhero movie. It's just not a good Spider-Man movie because it's not Spider-Man. It's like his suit was given to him. There's no consequences. I'm not here to go over Homecoming, but that's just the complaint of Homecoming. And Infinity War, he was fine in Infinity War. It was nice to see him swing in New York City, but it wasn't his movie. That's a bigger story movie. And same with Endgame. But now Far From Home came out, and I wasn't very optimistic until like a week before. I was like, oh wait, I'm seeing all these reviews. People are saying it's very similar to the Raimi series. If you don't know what the Raimi series is, with the Tobey Maguire, it was the trilogy back in the early 2000s. That's the closest live action adaptation of Spider-Man there's been, in my opinion, definitely a lot of other people's. So with this one, first, when I first saw it, I really liked it. I was so excited. I was like, oh my god, this feels like Spider-Man. And I was really happy. I was just, oh my god, over the moon. I can't believe this. But then I saw it again. And my opinion changed. I wouldn't say drastically, but definitely change for the worse. There's way too much comedy, and this has been a complaint of mine for the MCU for a while, is that they get rid of, like, they take away dramatic effect and just add a joke in. Like Nick Fury, when he gets his eye scratched, it's like, that could be such a big moment in his life. Instead, it's a fucking cat. A space cat, I guess, but still, it's a fucking cat. I don't care about that. I want it to be something special. And Captain America Winter Soldier, he said, the last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye. Like, that was a big moment, and now it's lost its levity. And just like, I think it's the right word. I don't fucking know. I'm dyslexic. Also, fun fact, I'm dyslexic. So that's something, like, a problem of mine with the MCU, and they did it again with Spider-Man. And you could say, like, oh, Spider-Man's funny, he has the quips, and, like, yes, I guess, but that's when he's fighting, like, small-time criminals, stopping a bank robbery, fighting, like, a reoccurring villain, he's a little funny, like, whatever. We'll say, like, a stupid, corny joke, that's Spider-Man. But in Far From Home, there's just too much. In the first half of the movie, looking back, I didn't like that much, and I get that it's building up to the second half. But it's like the whole time in the first half of the movie, I'm just waiting for the second half. Just waiting for when Mysterio finally comes. Mysterio, I already knew it when I first saw it. I read the comic books. I know Mysterio's bad. It was pretty obvious. I think most of the world fucking knew that shit. Anyways, the movie starts getting good when first Mysterio reveals himself. And that's good. But then there's like a little blank, like some scenes that aren't so great, whatever. The building to Mysterio and him meeting up. And the illusion scene happens, which is my favorite part of the movie. One of my favorite parts in the MCU, because it was so much like the comic, so much like how it is. Like the illusion, like it put you in Peter's head. It was so good. I fucking loved that. I loved Mysterio saying, you're not good enough. You never think you're good. Just really putting him in a hole and tricking him and just... The idea of taking a spider sense away, like in Spider-Man 2, in the Tobey Maguire ones, I like that. And then you put him in Holland, which I enjoyed also, and he has to work his way back, and it's a little weird that he could just call Happy, and it's like, okay, now I'm safe. It would have been cool that he has to trek his way to fucking London. That would have been, I don't know, I would have enjoyed that. But that's not what happened, because he has all the resources from fucking Stark Industries, which I'm still not a fan of. I'm happy that Tony was his mentor. I think that was good, but I think they put too much of a mentor role on it. And because they don't put Uncle Ben in it, which I understand, I don't want a repeating of the backstory. It's like, Uncle Ben should still be in a big part of his life. Even though Uncle Ben's dead, he should still be like, that's why I am truly Spider-Man, is because of Uncle Ben. That's why Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Sorry about that. And you get this scene when they're on the airplane, him and Happy. And it's good for a few moments. And at first glance, I really enjoyed when he's making the suit. I was like, oh, that's cool. And it's like cool mirrored Iron Man. But then second time, I'm like, realized like, wait, he's not Iron Man. He does not need to be a mirror to Tony Stark. He needs to be Spider-Man. When he's making a suit, he's sewing that shit. He's not fucking... And I get because it's a the world's based around technology because of Tony Stark. I don't know. I didn't love that so much. They're trying to like compare the two too much. Spider-Man should be his own hero. Spider-Man is not Tony Stark. Spider-Man is Spider-Man. And Spider-Man is the Spider-Verse. They say what makes you special is what makes you Spider-Man, and it's along those lines. I think I'm not getting that exactly right, but Spider-Verse is the best Spider-Man movie of all time. I'm just gonna say that. I could talk about that in another video. I could talk about Spider-Man forever. I'll make one last point about the movie. I have a few more points, but that I didn't love. So going back to the jokes, it's one of the quip jokes. It's like the Peter Tingle. I fucking hated that joke in the beginning also. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Peter Tingle? It's the Spidey sense, Spider sense, whatever you want to call it. Either one, but it's not Peter Tingle. Are you fucking kidding me? I hate that. I knew it was going to come back because of all these Marvel movies always have this recurring joke. It was the same thing. I love Guardians of the Galaxy. I love Guardians of the Galaxy 2. But the joke that it's not ripe joke. It's just like, oh, I know that's going to come back. It's going to keep building. I'm not a fan of that. Personally, and I think a lot of people aren't either, but it didn't work with this movie. It's like he's having this big dramatic battle with Mysterio. It's just them two. And they go into the illusion, And he goes, come on, Peter Tingle. It takes away everything from the dramatic moment you're in. You're in this deep moment of Peter versus an idol of his. And it's like, come on, Peter Tingle. And then just, I'm out of the movie. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm in a movie theater. I totally forgot. Like, and then it loses its sense of, like, I guess, drama and purpose for the scene. And, like, the scene's great when he uses his spider sense to block the, like, stop the gunshot so he doesn't die. That was great. But not everything was. I like the scene where he's swinging in the city. Finally, get to see him swinging in Manhattan. That's Spider-Man. It's where he should be. It was nice to see J.K. Simmons be J. Jonah. That was cool. It's like a Alex Smith version of him, but I enjoyed that. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with his identity. I do have some theories about that. I have a big theory that, you know what? Actually, I'm going to say that for another video or recording. Because I have one of my close friends who is also a giant Spider-Man fan. We both have a very similar view on what's going to happen. And we could talk about Spider-Man forever. So, yeah, this was my video. All in all, I'd probably give Spider-Man a 6.5 or a 7 out of 10. It was fine. It was better than Homecoming. I hope they can do better. I'm optimistic for the future. Not the total future of the MCU, because some characters I don't like. I definitely will go into more of that. Another video, but I like Tom Holland a lot as Spider-Man. I think John Watts is a big fan. I do think he has limits because of the world he's in. My biggest thing was just make Spider-Man's like the small story Spider-Man. I want, like, part of my theory is that I want them to reverse his identity revealing thing. Because Spider-Man should be this guy who's balancing his normal life with all his social life with his friends and his school life and being Spider-Man and dealing with the responsibility of being Spider-Man. And throughout that, getting beat up over and over, getting knocked down, and then he keeps moving forward. He just keeps going, and that's what makes him so special and helps him be so relatable. He gets hit over and over with just life, but he keeps pushing forward, which makes him so great. So that's the Spider-Man I want to see. I don't think they've reached that yet. But, you know, hopefully they do someday. But I feel sort of optimistic, hopefully, because Tom Holland's great. But, yeah, so this was my first episode. I know it was just a rant, but I guess that's what a lot of these are going to be, with just me talking. I'll try to get better at them. So I hope you guys enjoyed. I don't know if you can like a podcast, but if you could subscribe, that'd be great. I'd really appreciate it. Share if you enjoyed. I'll come out with another episode soon. So thank you for listening, and have a great day.